What do you think happened to most of these past civilizations? Do you think they fought in wars and obliterated each other? Or do you think Earth change calamities hit them, or something from space, such as an asteroid impact or a solar flare, wiped us out?
Well, here's what I think happened. Time on this level goes in cycles. And in these cycles, for some time, civilizations start out, and then they make advancement. Then they become involved in all of these conflicts. Then periodically, there are cosmic catastrophes, natural catastrophes that wipe everything out, after which the Earth has to be repopulated from the higher levels of the cosmos. So I think there's an extraterrestrial element to it. We're not alone in the universe, but the level that we're at, you know, there are constantly catastrophes that happen, that wipe out human civilizations on Earth, after which the Earth has to be repopulated from the higher levels. And then the cycle starts again. You know, the civilizations rise and fall, and then again there's some cosmic catastrophe, after which the Earth has to be repopulated.
It probably did happen that way.
Well, that's that's how I see it's happened. And actually, there's some evidence for this. You know, if we look at the history of life on Earth, even according to what the standard textbooks tell us, even the standard textbooks tell us, well, life has been present on Earth for a couple billion years at least. But during that time, there have been what they call major extinction events. There have been huge catastrophes during which most of the species on life on Earth have been wiped out. The most recent of these catastrophes was the comet impact or asteroid impact that wiped out the dinosaurs. That's about right. 65 million years ago. So according to modern paleontology, there have been six of these major extinction events over the past couple billion years. And it's interesting that, you know, the ancient Sanskrit writings of India say, yes, there have been cycles of time called manvantars that last about 300 million years. According to the ancient Sanskrit cosmological calendar, we've been through seven. We're now in the seventh of these manvantar periods. And between each one, there is a huge catastrophe, a devastation that wipes out life on Earth, after which the Earth has to be repopulated. So if we're now in the seventh period, that means there have been six catastrophes before us. And modern science tells us there have been six major extinction events in the history of life on Earth. So it appears there's some evidence for these catastrophic events that wipe out life on Earth. But because life is existing elsewhere in the cosmos, the Earth can always be repopulated. And I think that's happened several times over the past couple billion years.
That could be, Michael. So as you look at all of this, have you tried to tie in 2012 with any of the things that you've picked up?
Well, there are some tie-ins. Of course, the 2012 idea comes from the Mayan calendar, which has also these vast, vast cycles of time. So some interpreters of the Mayan calendar say that one of these vast cycles is going to come to the end and, you know, December 2012. But there are different theories about what will happen at that time. Some people say there will be some huge catastrophic event. Some people say, no, there will, it simply means to be a time of enlightenment. Some people say both will happen. Now, in terms of the research that I've done in the ancient Vedic cosmology, the Vedic cosmology tells us we're now in a time period called the Kali Yuga, which is considered a very dark age. So because it's the Kali Yuga, there could be a catastrophe at any time in 2012 or at any other period of time. That could happen. But the Vedic cosmology also tells us we're in a period of enlightenment. So enlightenment could also happen. So there are some parallels there. I guess we're just going to have to wait and see what happens.
Isn't it fascinating how the ancients experienced this and knowledge was generally lost overall? So why was it lost, Michael?
Well, in one sense, it happens because that is just the tendency on the material level of reality. Things come into existence, they last for some time, they gradually decay, and then finally they're annihilated. That's the nature of every material thing, whether we're talking about a building or a body or even material knowledge. It comes to existence at some point in time, it lasts, and then it gradually decays. However, there are higher levels of reality where those processes of decay don't operate. So the information that's required for the bodies, the knowledge, it's always being preserved at some higher level. So that even if it decays on this level, it can always be reintroduced. It's like on your computer. You could lose your computer memory, but if you've got your computer backed up, you know, on the web somewhere, there's systems like that. You can back things up on your own hard drives, but you can also back things up on the web. You know, there are storage sites on the web. So if you've got the storage somewhere at some higher level, then even if the information on your particular level disappears or decays, it can be restored